Now, let's go to the interview. I'm delighted to have in the studio today members of Musica Secreta, and we are going to get the opportunity to hear them talk about their music and their work. And it's not every soprano who travels around with a musicologist, but this is the case. And so I'd like Deborah Roberts, the soprano, and Laurie Strauss, the musicologist, and David Miller, the lutenist, to introduce themselves to you for a minute so you get to know their voices. So, Deborah?
Well, I'm one of three sopranos in the group, but was the person who originally founded the group back in about 1985, I think, just after my son was born, and have been doing this ever since.
How did it start, actually?
It started really because I was already singing with the Talis Scholars and was getting a little bit tired of being told that I had to sing like a boy and that really I should be a boy, preferably. So it was a big inspiration for me to discover what music was actually not just performed by women, but maybe even composed by them. So I started looking into it. This is after I'd done my master's degree, which in fact was on English church music from the early 16th century. But
so you were interested in singing not what boy sopranos would sing, or
but
boys.
What real red-blooded women were singing, yes.
And women of all ages and therefore all vocal timbres were singing at the time, is that true?
Yes, particularly that when you say vocal timbres, I think that's something very special to the convents. That I think is probably the only place where very low-voiced women had a chance to shine. Whereas out in the court, it was more fashionable to sing with a higher voice.
Wonderful to know about these things. Laurie, would you introduce yourself to us?
Well, I'm a musicologist. My background is also in performance, and right now I work full-time at the University of Southampton in the UK as a senior lecturer in music. I first met Deborah in 1984 when she was singing for the Consort of Music on a...
Oh, yes.
on a record of ladies' music. And then we met again in 1996 when I had just finished my PhD and was... looking at further projects that came out of my PhD.
David Miller, the lutenist.
Yes, I'm a freelance musician working in London, and I have two professorships, one at the Guildhall School of Music and one at Trinity College of Music. And there's no one job for a jobbing instrumentalist in London, and we all freelance with various groups and orchestras, and much of my time is taken up with Musica Secreta, as one of their continuo players. The number of players involved would depend on the project. It could be a secular program with two sopranos and chitarrone, or expanding into chitarrone in conjunction with organ.
And would you tell us what a chitarrone is?
The chitarrone is the principal Italian instrument from the early 17th century, essentially for accompanying the solo voice. But it was used in larger scale productions, often en masse, two or three at a time, played in opera performances. It developed from the Renaissance lute. It's really a development of the large bass lute from the Renaissance period. And they experimented with new tunings because the Renaissance bass lute doesn't have very much sound and wasn't really appropriate for accompanying the new style of monody, which is a very dramatic style of singing and not soft lute song singing. So they expanded the sound of the instrument by adding a neck extension with a whole octave of very long bass strings, which I wish I'd brought it to let
I
you hear
so
it.
Too.
But it's really a very beefy sound compared to the small Renaissance lute.
Now let's listen to a piece by Giacca de Vert, Non è si denso vello.